This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Rich Sheban's with us, and I'll give you the phone number if you'd like to call in. Actually, we're not going to take calls, are we today, Rich?
You know what, Vince? I am so prepared with so much information in 2 hours of sharing the mic. I just feel, folks, this is my philosophy right now. If America does not wake up to the propaganda, the hoaxes, the funding of everything anti-American by the wealthiest people in the country and in the world, if we don't wake up over this next few months, America is going to be lost. That includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, anything to do with equality, fairness, tolerance, and how the elite use these definitions and change them for their own benefit.
Okay.
We won't take calls, articles as possible, Vince, if that's okay.
Yeah, Rich, the only thing is, Arjun has already called in before I even got connected, so we'll take his call, no other calls. Okay?
Absolutely.
Just one,
sounds great.
One call today.
Sounds great.
Arjun, welcome. You're on with Rich Sheban and me.
Hey guys. Thank you for taking my call. I went to a doctor, to a dentist, and the thing is that, like, one of the dentists told me that I had to get, like, a root canal in one of my tooth. I went to two other dentists. They told me I have to get, like, this teeth extracted, and then they will put, like, a new teeth in. And at that point of time, I had swelling in my cheek. So because of this tooth problem. So they gave me antibiotic, amoxicillin, and ibuprofen. So I ate it completely, and my swelling and everything is gone. And, you know, like, I'm able to eat food from the left side, you know, like, I'm not using the right tooth.
Yeah.
So what do you suggest? What should I do? Should I get, like, a root canal, or should I get,
right,
like, extra?
I have, Arjun, my answer, and I think I have an answer that John Reagan would give you, but it's not the same answer that a dentist would give you. And here's what it is. There are people who believe, John Reagan is one of them. I'm trying to remember what he said, but I'm going to ask him if he'll come on and talk about this, maybe within a week or so, that if you have dead material in your body, meaning you have the root canal, which is drilling out and extracting the root and then filling in the hole, you've got dead material in your mouth, and that can be a source of infection, and it can be dangerous, according to some people, not everybody. And if you talk to dentists, they say, oh, we've been doing it for a long time, it works great. Now, the other thing is, if you have an implant, which is what you're talking about, that can be dangerous as well, because that's foreign material in your body, like a screw to which the tooth, a replacement synthetic tooth, is bonded. So no matter what, it's a lousy situation. And so what a lot of people do in that situation is they have the tooth extracted. But that's going to leave a hole. So there's no good answer. But I lean toward leaving, having the tooth extracted, because it's damaged anyway. Rich Sheban, do you have any comments about that?
Well, first of all, yeah, you can't diagnose over the phone. It's very hard,
right,
RJ. Now, second of all, antibiotics are usually given to a patient to reduce inflammation and infection before a procedure is done, because it's very difficult to have an efficacious procedure during a compromised situation. So what Vince said, tooth extraction, it depends on where the tooth is. Now, keep in mind, you could get an infection that's so bad in the mouth. It happens often. You know, not just back in the Middle Ages, but it even happens today because of dentist costs. But a lot of people, you read about it too often, that when you get an infection, it could literally go through your body and kill you. I mean, people who have had infections in the mouth because of the teeth, it's not only can be extremely painful, but it can... The toxicity of the infection could kill you. So whatever you decide to do, extract it, root canal, or put in a fake tooth, which they can do that pretty easy now, too. The tooth is, like, connected to a screw, and they can put it in. So whatever you decide to do, you need to do something. Because the reason why you're asymptomatic right now is because you were on antibiotics, which, again, reducing inflammation and infection. But it most likely will come back. Again, I can't give a diagnosis or a prognosis over the phone because, first of all, I'm not a dentist, and second of all, I'm not there to see. But I would definitely look into it and get something done, especially if symptoms occur. But beware, when you take those antibiotics, you will be asymptomatic for a short period of time, most likely.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's all I have. Thank you very much, guys.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Arjun, did you want me to see if I can get Captain John Reagan on to talk about this?
Yes, please. Will he come right away, or he will come like next week?
It'll probably be next week.
Okay.
I've tried to get in touch with him, and I have been unable to get in touch with him, so I'm not sure what's going on with Captain John Reagan. He might be out of town. I don't know. Try to get
absolutely
in touch with him, and I'll make that announcement, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Vince. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Bye.
Okay. So, Rich, since you mentioned cars, I just wanted to mention this because this I believe is one of the reasons why people are rioting and why people are just angry, and it goes all the way back to the early 1970s, probably like 1969, 1970, 71. And when you bought a car battery back then, they were sold with different labels. Like you could buy a Sears battery, you could buy an Exide, you could buy a Firestone, you could buy an Interstate, a Willard. And all of them had something in common. They had a black case and a black top. And they had removable caps so you could top off the electrolyte with distilled water. That being the case, they were sold with warranties. So the greater the warranty, the belief was, the better the battery and the more expensive. So you could get a car battery with a 12-month warranty or a 24 or 36 months. And some, like Firestone, I believe, had a 12, an 18, and a 24-month warranty. And they were prorated, so when the battery failed, you would get that unused portion of the warranty credited toward your next battery purchase. Okay, well, Sears came out with something that was unheard of, and it was the Die Hard battery, D-I-E space H-A-R-D battery, and it had a different color case. It was white, like a milk jug white, with a black top and removable caps. And they guaranteed theirs for 48 months. And I was an automotive mechanic back then. I was a young mechanic. And I went to the shop foreman, and I said, how is it possible that no one else can sell a battery with a four-year life expectancy, but we can? How is that possible? What are we doing differently? He said, well, we can't do it either. So there was this belief that if you bought a 12-month warranty battery, it would last 12 months or maybe a little longer. If you bought one that had a 24-month warranty, you'd have a life expectancy of 24 months or longer. And 36 months, same thing. Well, when we were selling Sears batteries, and we sold a lot of them, I mean a lot of them, because I went to the back room and I saw all the batteries and I saw the deliveries. We were selling batteries like crazy, and people were buying the more expensive diehards. So the cost per month for a diehard was a little bit more expensive than for the cost per month of a 36-month battery, for example, from a competitor. And so what the shop foreman told me is we can't do it either. We can't make them last, you know, more than 36 months, but we can warranty them for 48 months. And he said, we'll have battery customers for life. Because what will happen is they'll buy a battery. It'll be a 36-month battery in a 48-month package. And we'll warranty it. And when it quits in 36 months, we'll have another battery customer. And we'll keep selling more batteries. And that's why people are frosted. Because we believed that Sears had a better battery. A 48-month battery, but it wasn't. It was 36 months. We've been lied to, and that was the beginning of some of the outrageous deception that we see today. So that's just one small, tiny speck of an example of why people are really, really angry. Because others took the Sears model, and they extrapolated. They made it worse and worse and worse. So, you know, lifetime warranty tools. Like from Harbor Freight, that break like crazy, that are substandard. But they've got a lifetime warranty. But they're not as good as an American tool. So I just wanted to share that, Rich Sheban, with our class. That's one of the reasons why people are angry.
Yeah, well, I've got lots of reasons why people are angry. Because they're tired of the hypocrisies and double standards coming from the elite. They're tired of the corruption, the lies, the manipulation. The redefinition of terms like equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity, when we on this show has given thousands of pieces of evidence, how many times have I lectured on money coming out of thin air from the central banks, fractional reserve lending, which now banks don't even have to have cash on hand, welfare for the rich regarding stock buybacks, my God. The shuffling of money, the creative accounting, the investment into non-productive, non-earning that benefits the elite. In exchange, we're losing jobs to robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence. My God, I'm blue in the face talking about all this. So I have a bunch of articles here. The two big topics of discussion in the mainstream media right now is the COVID-19 virus and Black Lives Matter. So I did a lot of homework. I want to discuss those, if I may, Vince, and get to it because we have so little time, please.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're done, I will make the entire class sick to your respective stomachs. And I've got something that's not part of that, but it will make you more whatever.
I'm going to need 6.5 hours for this two-hour segment, just so you know. Okay.
Well, okay.
That was total sarcasm.
I know the guy. I know the guy. His name is Jason. He can make that happen. But when you're done, I'm going to make everyone really, really angry, especially this class, beyond anger.
Okay. Go ahead. Well, I'm going to start with the COVID-19 and then go to Black Lives Matter, which is going to be a little more lengthy. But I realize we're always hurting for time, and I have to shortcut everything, so I'm just going to get going here. FDA sued for blocking hydroxychloroquine. And here comes the music already. It's official. COVID-19 is the biggest hoax in history. Now the perpetrators must be punished. We will be back right after the break, folks, and I got a lot more to go.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Continue.
Next article. 54 NIH scientists fired over ties to China. NIH is the National Institute of Health. Okay, when I used to work for Big Pharma, a very corrupt company, we use NIH guidelines for asthma regulations all the time. Well, obviously, our own scientists have sold out, just like academia. How come there's so many people in laboratories and in colleges who have been getting money from China? Isn't this a little curious? Next article, Disney bans Tucker Carlson while openly collaborating with Chinese Communist Party, the party that actually takes people's organs out of their body and sells them, the party that actually has concentration camps right now, or containment camps, or whatever political correct term they use. Next article, Twitter admits China used 200,000 fake accounts 150 more times than Russia. Do you really think everything is Russia, Russia, Russia? No. They're protecting China because half of Americans, including the Democrat Party, has sold out to China. Next article, Louis Farrakhan warns Africans not to take Bill Gates' vaccines. Next article, first of all, it shouldn't be African Americans. All of us should be warned about taking vaccines because everything is run by Big Pharma and the people who fund them. Next article, MSNBC doctor who marched in Seattle protest suddenly thinks all political rallies must be banned. See, folks, the hypocrisy and double standards is beyond belief. This is why I've been calling for practice what you preach laws for so many years. Now, regarding the coronavirus, I'm sure most of this audience is aware that there was a hero whistleblower by the name of Aaron who basically was saying the coronavirus hoax is killing low-income people. I'm not saying this, it's not a real virus, but when the CDC first came out with mortality rates, it was going to be 3.4%. Millions were going to be dying in the street. Okay, now it's like 2.26%, and then if you take out the 75-year-olds plus and take out nursing home recipients, it's like 0.00-something. Now, again, I'm not saying this virus isn't scary. I'm not saying it's not contagious. But how I'm stating a lot of things now, not just as a disclaimer, but you've heard me over the last few months using the terms, would you be surprised? Because I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not condoning anything. I'm not predicting anything. Okay, but would you be surprised if certain powers that be, like the Bill Gates and other people who vote Democrat, knew about the virus in the lab that ever existed, knew it mutated, knew they openly wanted depopulation, which has been admitted, and we've mentioned many names on this show. Would you be surprised if the riots are manufactured to get rid of rioters and looters in areas of high population to infect them with maybe something that could be a new bioweapon? Do we know any of this? We don't. Okay, so that, I'm just putting it all out there because there's so much. When Vince, when you were saying that people are ticked off, okay, they're scared. They don't know what to believe. They see words being manipulated. They see the elite not practicing what they preach and pulling out double standards and hypocrisies all day long. They see corruption and lies. They see they don't know who to believe and who to count on. That's why we always say, don't believe us. Some people might think some of these articles I come up with are not published in the public domain, but they are. You know, it just like there's a lot of frustration out there. We've talked to President Trump to declassify all this stuff. Many times the FISA warrants, I know some things are being declassified. We need all the Epstein names, the Clinton Foundation, the Uranium One. We need all the documents to Barack Obama, the billions of dollars of cash that went to Iran. We need to declassify 911. We need new alternative energies. We need all this information, President Trump. Because when you say that to the so-called clueless Dem governor, I'm reading an article right here, take Seattle back from domestic terrorists or I will, you should have done this weeks ago. It's because of the fact, and I realize that you're showing that the Democrats are doing a lot of illegal crimes because nothing is getting better. Murder, revolutionary behaviors, riots, rape, mayhem, looting businesses, defunding police, creating the brown shirt for the future. We all see this happening. But something has to be done when it's illegal. It's the rule of law. We'll be right back, folks.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is to sign an executive order later today concerning police reform in America following weeks of protests over the issue of police brutality, as the House and Senate are also crafting separate bills on reforming police departments. Here's Democratic Senator Cory Booker.
There are practices in this country that one day we will look back and say are archaic. But right now, in this moment, the question is will we step up and do what we know will save lives in America?
The chairman of the FCC says yesterday's massive T-Mobile network outage is simply unacceptable. The commission investigating the outage that took down calling and texting for T-Mobile customers nationwide, impacting those with other carriers as well, trying to reach T-Mobile customers for about 12 hours. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Police in Southern California looking for a driver who rammed a vehicle through protesters in Hollywood on Sunday. Video showing an SUV not stopping while pushing through a crowd of Black Lives Matter and Pride marchers on Hollywood Boulevard. Authorities are now trying to track down the driver after someone did manage to snap a photograph of its license plate. South Korean officials report North Korea has blown up the two countries' so-called joint liaison office near the border town of Kaesong. The destruction coming almost immediately after the North government renewed military threats against the South and days after the North cut off all contact with South Korean officials. In recent weeks, North Korea has condemned the South for allowing anti-North propaganda to be sent across the border via balloon and in some cases by drone. Next year's Academy Awards being postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Instead of being held in February, it will now be held on April 25th. And a street made famous by the Beatles' iconic song Penny Lane might be renamed because of its possible ties to slavery. That street in Liverpool is thought to be named after 17th century slave merchant James Penny, who strongly opposed abolition. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
Take my. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, Vince. I'm just going to roar through all as much data as I can here. All right, folks, I'm going to switch gears to Black Lives Matter here and hopefully uncover some information that hasn't been discussed and definitely has not been discussed in the mainstream media, because we all know mainstream media is designed to divide and conquer. Hoax, propaganda, false flags, lies, gaslighting, that's their M.O. First article, BLM is a money laundering operation for the DNC. That is actually a fact. Black Lives Matter is a shell company for Democrats. It's not legal. It's called Act Blue. What it does, it bankrolls Democrat candidates. And this is why they want to change words and be professional pot stirrers by saying rioting and looting are considered racist terms. You've got to be kidding me. Basically, we've given the elite free lunch, and all the damage is going to the poor middle class of every color, every gender, every sexual orientation. If we don't unite when we see all the propaganda against us, then there's no hope for America. But black lives only matter when taken by a totally pale, meaning lives, a destruction, a murder, is only... It only matters when it's taken by the most pale-skinned white person, not half white, not if they have a black mother or a black father. It doesn't matter. It can't be. It's got to be partially white, but all white. Okay, it can't be partially white. It's got to be all white. We're getting to the point where the shade of skin pigmentation, gender, sexual orientation, religion is carrying more weight in the narrative than truth and rule of law. Okay, I'm reading that we have a failed social experiment. It's all over the internet. They're using that term on so many different articles. It's not a failed social experiment. It's a social experiment that's working according to plan because we've been force-fed this Marx, Alinsky, Frankfurt School, Clarendon Piven, Communist Manifesto sandwich. They purposely made us drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness. This has set the stage for all this division, government interventions, confiscation of wealth from the bottom 93%, redistribution of wealth from the little guy to the big guy. It disguises through group identity politics all the agendas, the Agenda 21, the Agenda 30, the words humanitarian, sustainable city, global warming, climate change. This is all done to reduce and lose our individual rights. It's all divide and conquer strategies. All the pandering, all the virtue signaling, and you've heard me talk about the delegitimization of work. How does if work no longer means anything? How does our life improve? It doesn't. When people demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in, then hard work, poor results, and qualifications no longer matter. Those people who are demanding to lower the bars of standards are doubting their own value and creating an economic black hole. That means we are all put into a caste system. And the same people who demand no protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law for the people affected, that's no check on runaway power. That means the rule of law is gone. And thirdly, we're enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies in the country, the world, and that includes governments. We're giving them liability immunity. And we destroy all types of capitalism, free markets. We're enforcing fraud, illegitimacy, and fascism, which creates more wealth inequality. They want us, the powers that be, to insult our group, our hyphen, our pronouns. They don't want us to be American. We've given free lunch to the wealthiest of the wealthy. And all that wealth redistribution and precedents that they're creating are giving them more asset ownership and more loopholes to basically take our taxation money and our money that's been inflated to having very little purchasing power to benefit their agenda. I promise you, the biggest mouths have the most nepotism and entitlements and the biggest inheritance. We're allowing hypocrisy and double standards and the brainwashing to sell out to the highest bidder. The people are not getting representation. And they're destroying us, killing us biologically, chemically, and technologically, along with psychologically. We're allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. They try to associate terms like white privilege, white supremacy, Green New Deal. It's all part of the communist ideology. I mean, I'm more green than anybody. I live off-grid, been living off-grid for 13 years. I flush my own toilet with a bucket of gray water. For those of you who use corporations' electricity, 50% of it's coal. I don't use any of that. I mean, think about this communist insurrection that we have here, Russia, Ukraine, Mueller, impeach, the virus, the riots, the coup attempts, the cover-ups. Do you really think this is a coincidence? People have been purposely cooped up because of the so-called virus, and all of a sudden, they take advantage of George Floyd, the Democrats do, and the primary voting occurs right after that because they saw that they were losing the black vote. So they had to go into gimmickry and propaganda. Opportunity should be a formula, a scale, based on hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. People are overusing this term privilege, okay, because the Democrats and the mainstream media, they're all the same animal. They're all actors, just like Hollywood. You know, look at people who worked through college and paid off their own loans. That's what I did. Earned every job and lost several jobs because of affirmative action and quotas. I did. Privilege is not a thing, a criteria. It's a manufactured perception used as a tool to divide the people. Because privilege, it's all run by true privilege at the top. Did daddy or the government pay for your college, give you a job? How about your big inheritance? Did they buy you a new car, vacations? Did you live in your house up to 30 years old? The mainstream media, the Democrats in Hollywood have been buying their kids scholarships, test scores, and degrees for years. But they don't ask for money confiscation from Bezos or Zuckerberg or Soros or Gates. And you've heard me talk about laws of excess many, many, many times. Have you ever seen it happen? No. How come when Trump walks to church, it's propaganda, but when the Dems kneel with African scarves, it isn't? When you notice someone's color, you're a racist. When you don't treat someone's group a special way, you're ignoring racism. When you don't engage in someone's culture, you're non-inclusive. When you discuss racism, you're silencing black votes. But when you don't discuss racism, it's white silence. You see, it's all propaganda. It's all hoax. It's all holding on to the narrative. I just gave you an example how BLM is a money laundering shell company for the Democrats. Everybody who's supporting BLM should be appalled by the hypocrisy and double standards. Here's a leaked memo, 2015. Democrat memo warned lawmakers, quote, don't offer support for radical Black Lives Matter. Are you tired of the hypocrisy and double standards now? The Palacios, New York City, shooting surge, murders up over 100%, rapes are going through the roof. Doesn't matter, right? It's because it's liberal, because you're a racist if you don't agree. Can't you see that Trump had 40% approval in the black community? People were waking up. They saw that the KKK was started by Democrats. They saw that the Democrats and Margaret Sanger started Planned Parenthood in black neighborhoods to reduce black population. They saw the evidence. People are waking up. How about all the 100-plus years of Democrat-run cities? What did they do for blacks? They use them as pawns. The Democrats are using them as pawns. Next article, Democrat-run cities doomed. Next article, 30 places named after Democrat Klansman Robert Byrd. Robert Byrd was a high-ranking senator. Well, he was also a high-ranking hierarchical person in the KKK. You don't hear about that, but you hear even when Hillary Clinton has mentioned that Klansman Robert Byrd was her mentor, the mainstream media still would not cover it. Next article, as businesses flee the violence, will major U.S. cities be transformed into economic wasteland? Give me a question that makes sense. Next article, Black Lives Matter Coalition demanding abolition of police previously received $33 million from Open Society Foundations. This is being funded by the George Soroses of the world. It's proven. It's on paper. The dots are connected. The math is there. Next article, engineering a race war. Will this be the American police state Reichstag fire? Next article, Facebook says page celebrating dead cops doesn't violate its community standards. I'll guarantee you, there's bad people everywhere, but I've known a lot of cops in my day. Most of them are patriots. They're hardworking. Yes. Is there corrupt cops? Yes. Is there corrupt engineers? Yes. Is there corrupt scientists? I've given you how many examples of scientists in academia and major colleges selling out to the Chinese. How many have I given? I can't even count anymore. There's bad everywhere. But I'll tell you right now, you get rid of cops, you're going to have murder, rape, and mayhem go through the roof. And it's not going to be pretty, especially for the poor middle class, because the super wealthy are going to fly to their islands or take their yachts to their islands or be out in the sea in their yachts or go to New Zealand or go to the Cook Islands or go in their underground bunkers until everybody has killed each other. That's what's going to happen. Next article. Cuomo's New York, 250 inmates freed from prison, rearrested 450 times. Guess who's paying for that, folks? You, the taxpayers. And guess where, you know, I've talked about the brown shirts and the black shirts before, but guess where Germany's Secret Service, SS, came from? Mostly prisoners who had no value of life. You think they're vetting people for what's coming? Duh. Next article, Texas Democrat. If people loot, so what? Burn it to the ground. Let me repeat that. A Texas Democrat said, if people loot, so what? Burn it to the ground. Next article. BLM protesters demand removal of statue they knew nothing about. How many times have you seen people interviewed on the street? Why are you protesting? I don't know. Or they give some one- or two-line narrative, and then when they're asked to explain it, they can't. How many times have you seen people interviewed, and they said, oh, well, President Trump did this and did that. Oh, President Trump's bad. He shouldn't have done that. And at the end of the interview, you know what they do? They disclose that President Obama did it. If we don't read, research, and think for ourselves, folks, you're going to be brainwashed. You're going to swallow the narrative. America will not stand a chance if we don't think on our own.
All right, we'll be right back with...
Thank you for being here.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. I really appreciate you allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights, because we are definitely not getting this information from the mainstream media, because the mainstream media, Hollywood, big corporations, the elite, they're all in bed together. They're all connected at the hip. All right. I'm going to mention a few articles here that are going to be just a little different, but still regarding some hypocrisy and double standards, and to show you how it really is less left-right paradigm and more the aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs. Okay, Mnuchin scrambles to halt stock rout, says will pump another $1 trillion into the economy this month. Well, folks, this is very disturbing in many different ways because, wow, I mean, what if, you remember I said this, Vince? Well, let me talk about stocks a little bit and then bonds and interest rates because it's all related. The Fed's buying corporate bonds right now. The Fed is, we're in a Japanification of America, where free market and supply and demand is totally gone. The Fed is buying bonds, ETFs, exchange-traded funds. It's all supposed to be illegal. They're not supposed to be able to buy ETFs either. But we have, the only thing they're allowed to buy is certain guaranteed issued, certain by the government, like the Ginnie Mae's and U.S. Treasuries and things like that. But now the Fed's trying to own everything. They're now buying corporate bonds, high-yield bonds, junk-up bonds, ETFs, munis. There's a record bond issuance. And it's all for under the guise of massive liquidity for credit support, which in the long run it's going to do the opposite. But certain big outfits like BlackRock becomes a government liaison to the public for selling these instruments. So they get paid tens of millions of dollars in fees, okay, when the public can go online and buy them direct. So the Fed, BlackRock is charging the Fed like 3% commission paid for by the taxpayers through taxes and inflation. And it's more wealth transfer from the bottom 93% to the top 1%. So these bonds, you know, selling debt, the bailout through the money, do, and the stock backs, we're confusing liquidity and solvency. And it's all bailouts for the elite and should be bailouts for the middle class. Now, you've heard me say about what I've come up with, many different ideas and solutions and suggestions for the middle class, because bonds are debt. Okay, debt holders, when the whole system crashes, bonds or debt holders get cashed out first before stock owners. So as we print more money where the people have less purchasing power, because the little people are paying for everything through taxes and inflation of money, when the stock market crashes, the bond market, which is four times greater than the equity market, is going to be able to cash in first. And they're not even going to get a dollar for dollar, because there just isn't enough there. So where's the fine line between printing and inflation and taxation and consumer confidence and tolerance for all this money printing? So let me just give you one example here of the hypocrisy and double standards of the so-called Democrats. President Trump wants to create a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Do you think the Democrats are going to pass it? No. They don't want prosperity. They don't want something that's better for the people, especially infrastructure, because that's synonymous to concrete and asphalt and bridges, which is synonymous to urban, suburban America, especially urban. Well, Trump wants to increase the infrastructure and increase jobs. I will bet you right now the Democrats will turn down that bill because they want people in pain. They want to take advantage of it. And some of the suggestions I've given over the last few months is, how about if the landowner holds the paper, you own house, you own land, you sell it to some poor middle-class person who needs a break, no interest loan, no down payment. But after 1 year, the Treasury, I should say the Treasury slash Fed, because they're one animal right now, buys the note from the guy who was the home slash landowner, instead of always bailing out the wealthy. It's a great idea. But why aren't we doing this? Because just like Munchen is doing right now, he wants to pump another $1 trillion into the economy, where we have less purchasing power through inflation and taxation, which is only helping out the wealthy. They say it's for the pensions. Pensions should be combined. Why should the people paying Social Security be paying $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $30,000 a month for government workers who didn't put into the kitty that the poor people are funding? It's ridiculous. We'll be back right after the break, folks. I have more.
I'm so glad that you mentioned the $1 trillion infrastructure plan. Man, oh man, when you hear what's in that, it's going to make you really, really angry. Richie and I'll be right back after these top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.